In November 2023, I had the honor of being a co-host of the Network to Heal Summit, which was created by Matthias and Doris Badner with fellow co-host Nathaniel Schwartz. The following episode is a taster of the interview which Matthias did with Dr. Angelika Lemke, and I will be sharing more taster episodes with you over the coming days. If you enjoy this lecture and would like to purchase the Summit package to have full access to all the lectures plus bonus content, then Matthias has organized a massive discount for my listeners. The package is normally €295, but if you use the code NETWORKTOHEAL200, you will receive a €200 discount, meaning you can get the entire Summit package with bonus content for only €95. To access this, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says Secure Your Conference Package Now and enter the discount code NETWORKTOHEAL200. Easy peasy. Enjoy the episode.
Everybody, very, very welcome to the International Homeopathy Summit. Today, we travel to the United States and meet a very beautiful and very enthusiastic and also engaged woman. And this is Angelika Lemke, and she is a naturopathic doctor. She's a homeopath. She is working with families, especially with mothers and with children. And she's treating kids with complex symptoms like autism, PANDAS, PANS, and much more. And she's helping the families very deeply because she's entering differently than others do it. And we are very happy to have you here today, Angelika, to talk about, Doris, to talk about the miasmatic awareness and healing pregnancy trauma for children. And so we're very happy that you're here, Angelika, and that we could talk with you. And I think our community will really like and benefit a lot from our talk.
Mm. Thank you so much for the both of you coming on today, Doris, as well. And lovely to hear that you have a daughter. And so you'll connect to what I have to share as well. I love working with children. You never tire, really, when you can connect to the love inside of you as a parent. Mm. Seeing what other parents go through when their child is regressing or having issues, there's so much compassion available in the heart center. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for that introduction. It's true. I'm trying to enter through that heart-centered place in my intakes, and to maintain and expand that heart-centered place with the parents. Because what can happen is that that can get shut down once the child gets a diagnosis. And one of the first things that you have to work on healing with the parents is reopening up the feeling and the emotion, because that's so important for the child to heal. So, you know, right off the bat, we can start giving Ignatia to the mother. Oh. It's really important because they're a unit, and we're healing that whole constellation of energy within the family. Mm. So I've really enjoyed empowering the parents that I work with homeopathy, and a lot has come out of it. I just kind of dug my heels in for 10, 15 years on these challenging cases of autism and behavioral issues. And I just absorbed and learned from Sankran and Scholten and, you know, Tan Janssen and everybody, because you're powered by that compassion, right? You want these kids to get better. Mm-hmm. And these are our homeopathic teachers. They have so much to share. So really, I have many tools that I'm going to speak to today that people know about. People probably know about Sankran sensation process, hopefully about miasms. I've used that, but I've also kind of added in a really strong intuitive side to my practice, which really takes advantage of our right brain and really takes advantage of the kind of more feminine aspects of homeopathy. And homeopathy can sometimes get too cerebral, you know, like too mental, and it gets intimidating for parents. And I think for the mainstream out there, it seems like it's a little bit too much. It's a lot of information. It's homeopathy is the science of information categorization, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. But if we can navigate that information with our inner intuitive skill set, it becomes a lot easier. You know, we can become that bird that sees the whole picture and that can kind of target in on the right remedy. So yeah, I've been teaching that intuitive approach as well. So yeah, and then I make it public that homeopaths can do things like muscle tests and use their intuition. And I have all this feedback from homeopaths telling me, I've been doing that, but it's secret. Yeah. I don't tell anybody.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
You know what happened when we first did our first summits, you know? And, you know, there were all these separate schools in homeopathy. And we opened, we just started the summit and we were interviewing everybody from each school. So we were neutral. And then it was so nice because exactly what you're saying, everybody was sneaking in. What are the others doing? But they were sitting on the screen and it was kind of, nobody had to go to a meeting where people are seen. So so it's so great what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, and I think that there's just some judgment against that side of healing. It has been since, you know, the burning of the witches, right? That kind of judgment has been there. And so there's fear and there's already homeopathy is on maybe, you know, ground where it needs to seek approval. So maybe less so even in Europe than in the United States. So I'm trying to really create a soft landing for healers who want to use homeopathy, but they also have this whole other skill set of their, you know, empathic skill sets and their ability to feel energy. So I can show my slides.
Yeah. I'm really curious. This sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're
the really female approach.
Yeah.
Well, we can keep talking about this. Yeah. But you know, since the subject of this conference is trauma, I thought a really nice place to just look at this was with pregnancy.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's my book, Healing Complex Children with Homeopathy, which you can get on Amazon. And this also was the result of working with these parents. And I started in writing this book to just collect all of these data points on the behaviors of these children, because we have materia medica for adults, but we don't necessarily have materia medica for the unusual behavior sets of children, like spinning and doing things with their hands, the things that you can see with autism. So I tried to kind of translate some of those children's behaviors into keynotes that you could then put to materia medica. So, okay, and we already really did my introduction here. Some of these behaviors could be sensory issues, tics, Tourette's, social behaviors. And then in the back of my book, I created charts for different types of groups of kids. I found that helpful when I learned homeopathy. My teacher, Paul Herskew, would say, super sensitive kids do really well with these six remedies or whatever, you know, and mm-hmm. And that's the way that parents and people kind of see their kids. They're like, yeah, I have a very anxious child or a very serious child. And so so I tried to kind of separate that out. And of course, it's not completely inclusive, but it's the best, you know, I can do. And really, you know, I wrote decoding because mm-hmm. we have to decode their behaviors. You know, we can't just take them necessarily at face value. Mm-hmm. There's the rage and panic can happen for a variety of reasons. And so I have a lot of methodologies. The sensation process, Sankaran's sensation process, is amazing for helping understand nonverbal children. Mm. And so if you can get a mother or a parent who knows the child to imagine that they are their child, this is not classical sensation process. But it's kind of like a mixture of family constellations where you are stepping into the role of another family member and then going into the sensation.
But so, it's very important what you're just saying to really be, to become more empathic about the child, you know, to enter back into the world of the child and to understand it much, much better. Right.
Yes, and actually, if you can get a mother who's maybe been shut down a little bit to open up to what her child is going through by asking her to feel what her child feels and mm-hmm. to go deep into it. So I will have a mom close her eyes and picture her child, and picture her child when her child is at their happiest and they're in their element, and then the opposite, right? When they're most stressed and most in pain, then the mom becomes the state of the child, and we can understand that state and work on healing that state. The mom becomes the remedy. She can become mm-hmm. such a healing conduit. And I've had parents do just the empathy. And then their child afterwards is already better. They can go, they can put their hand on their child's knee and the child already feels better. You know, this is what we're all meant to be able to help ease our children's pain by helping to absorb their pain. Like last night, my daughter jumped onto a little pebble and it pushed her left side of her foot up and created some soft tissue damage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what does it feel like? I'm asking her all of these questions. She's like, Mommy, I just want you to hold my foot. So I just held her foot and I could feel the pain go into my foot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if other people have experienced this, but you can, mm-hmm. you can actually almost like transmit the energy into your own body and then work through it, and that will heal mm-hmm. it. We can do that with homeopathy too. Mm-hmm. We can absolutely do that in our intakes. And actually, often, and people don't necessarily like to accept this idea, but what the child is experiencing is just the downriver, downflow, the overflow of what the parent is resistant to experiencing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to say we get more empathy about ourselves also, right? About our inner child and our maybe our also some suppressed sides of us. And so the more we dive into this into the child, so that we like feel it or her or him, so the more we feel ourselves and heal our own wounded child, probably also children, you know, the inner child.
Right. I mean, it's kind of the point of parenting in a way, is to mm-hmm. get a second chance to heal these mm-hmm. these parts of you. And Yeah, when we're resistant to that, the children, you know, just kind of start to accumulate all these chronic issues. And then people start to realize, oh, this is my stuff. I can work on healing this. And then they realize this is my parents' stuff. And we're healing a whole stream of ancestry that has, you know, accumulated in the child. So where is the healing stuck? Who's going to resist it? You know, if there's resistance in the father or the mother, that can be hard. Mostly the parents that I work with open up to, okay, I need to heal too. So, yes, I have all of these categories. Let's keep moving. So a lot of the behaviors of these children, actually, when kids are really sick, their immune system is broken down. And so the problems with a lot of kids these days is that they're getting environmental toxicities. I have all these like little pink arrows, you know, environmental toxins, metals, excessive media, too much information, too much sugar. They're not connected to nature, and, you know, medical traumas. And so their immune systems, which are meant to develop, just get stymied. They get stuck. And actually, these pathogens can really express themselves. A lot of the behaviors that are unusual in these children are the behaviors of the pathogens. And so you'll see, you know, raging, hitting, or OCD, or lining up, or giggling and spinning. And I talk about this in my book. What do those behaviors represent? And they often represent a full expression of a pathogen in the body. And so working with nosodes is really helpful. Nosodes, I've always taught how much I love nosodes and the importance of them, but they still create fear in the world. You know, it's a category of homeopathy that is a little bit like regulatory agencies are nervous about. But it's really the area where we can tap into the shadow side of ourselves, these subconscious shadow pieces, very deeply. So I love nosodes. I feel like if we can really push through some of the blockages we have with infections, we can really accelerate humanity.
So the nosodes, in which potencies are you using them?
All potencies. You know, we can do the standard 30C through 10M and moving through them. But, you know, if somebody is stuck at a certain place, we can kind of repeat it. And the intuitive side of my practice is that I kind of feel in gently. I don't want to aggravate, and I don't aggravate because I'm also using energetic testing and feeling, well, what's right for this person in this moment? You know, I might have a woman who's completely energetically advanced in her ability to move energy, and she's detoxed, and I can give her a 1M once a day, and she's moving through a ton. Whereas like some people can only take 30C once a week, you know, and so it's pretty dependent.
So, and you talked about medical trauma. Could you talk a bit, little more about that, especially for children? And then we could go to the nosodes, if it's okay for you.
Yeah.
Because I feel the children very often these days get so many medicines, you know, already they get from the parents already the
painkillers
and stuff like that,
and it's normal for them. I'm a primary school teacher, and going on field trips with the children, I see that the usage of painkillers has increased tremendously. Really,
that's so interesting.
It's normal for them to immediately take a painkiller if they've got a headache, I mean, okay, they're on a field trip, but still. it's very
I know, and that's why we need a real grassroots revolution with mothers. If mothers can learn homeopathy and learn to use that instead of pharmaceuticals and just standard medicine, mm-hmm. painkillers and antibiotics and steroids, we can shift and improve the health of the next generation so that we don't have so much polarity, so much resistance to our pain and resistance to infection. What homeopathy really teaches us is a kind of allowance, and then to go with the body and support the body to move through that. And you know, the first thing people go to is vaccination, right? And vaccination is massively problematic, but it's not the only problem. And I think a part of it is that we put too much of the causation sometimes on vaccination when it's really just so much. It could be, you know, and during pregnancy specifically, women are really allowed to take antidepressants, anti-anxiety meds. You know, that's not great. Yeah, it's the whole gamut. I mean, the normalization of pharmaceuticals for children has been this up and up, right? And so now it's totally normal for kids to, you know, take pharmaceuticals just to get through school, for their focus, for pain, for and so we're creating this codependency. You know, it's very carcinogen. It's this like real scaffolding where that person can't live without these supports. And what we're trying to teach is a kind of independence, a kind of strengthening from within so that you don't have to rely so much on that. And I love, you know, I send remedies to different groups of people. And in the United States, we have all of these subcultures. We have like the Amish, and we have like little subcultures of people that aren't in the mainstream. And they love homeopathy. You'd be surprised. Yeah. Like, you know, the more traditional religious groups, they don't want to actually rely on the medical system. There's still this freedom and independence spirit. And I love that, you know, and they have their homeopathy study groups, and they, you know, are able to, you know, help their children with basic complaints with homeopathy. So that's it. And, you know, we can go towards the side of homeopathy that's practical homeopathy, where we are clearing vaccinations, we are clearing antibiotics, steroids, and that is really helpful. Mm-hmm. But we also want the like core, deep constitutional prescribing. And I try and do a combination of both, where you're getting both at the core and you're treating the miasms. And I'm not the only homeopath that does this, but you're also doing these clearings. It's actually becoming, it's a little bit more complex than giving one remedy at a time. It's becoming, I think this is becoming a much more a common style of practice. So. So, you know, I love no-sos, and what I have seen is that these diseases are here to teach us a lesson. And if we resist the lesson by always taking, you know, what does an antibiotic do? Is it tells the body you don't have to fight off that infection, this medication will. And then our body starts to forget how to do it if it gets too much of it. That's not to say that there isn't a time and place for antibiotics, but I think it's generally been recognized, even by the medical mainstream, that antibiotics are being overused and creating these superbugs. Why are we creating superbugs? Because we're so resistant to learning what we need to learn. And when we can take the remedies, it's a gentle way of learning the lessons of each infection. So one of the most important nosodes that I gave early in my practice was streptococcinum. I gave it for autoimmunity showing up as pandas, showing up in, you know, obsessive behaviors. Even autism is a kind of, has an autoimmune aspect to it where strep is important. And the feeling with strep is I'm attacking myself. You know, the bacterial energy is somewhat aggressive. And then when it turns inward and becomes autoimmune, is I'm attacking myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and literally the mind energy is I hate myself. So you can have like this happy kid and then they get a strep infection and then, you know, and maybe it doesn't resolve or maybe they get antibiotics, whatever. But after the strep infection, they're much more negative.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, I'm awful at soccer. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't do soccer anymore or football.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can give the strep nosode and it clears that up and people become more loving, more positive. And that's actually Andreas Tilch, I think, is going to give a presentation on this. And I truly believe that the strep miasm is one that is huge, especially in Western culture, because of how much we've given antibiotics and we've just suppressed it so much. And it's kind of, it should be recognized as big as carcinosin in homeopathy, because it really is a big miasm. And then I have other ones here, Lyme disease, which you have mm-hmm. in Germany, same in the US. Right? And it's like the imbalance negative thought is the universe is against me. You know, I'm the victim. I hold on to my anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of a deep feeling. I'm not in the flow of my natural self.
Mm-hmm.
I feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Lyme, you have to learn how to surrender and forgive. And my friend who had chronic Lyme, he said, I finally healed it when I could put the Lyme spirochete in my hand and tell it that I love you and I forgive you.
Do you also program water with that?
Yeah. Exactly. It was like, oh gosh, you know, we can bring ourselves into that radical forgiveness and love.
Yeah.
And this spirochete, it's like the most disgusting, unevolved, parasitic, alien thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we can look at it and say, you know, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, and now leave. But really to come into that lesson, right? It's like you bless it and then you let it go.
It's so, like a peace aspect, isn't it? Really, it's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm, right. And so the nosodes from Lyme can help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Parasites is the energy of blame, you know, and so we have to learn to take responsibility with parasites. Viruses has the lessons of slowing down. Our culture with media and technology has sped us up so much because it's so much information. And that's what viruses is. It's just information. And we have to learn to like put up a boundary and slow it down. And then the lessons from yeast and candida is to actually get back in touch with my fire. Because mm-hmm. when we eat lots of grains and sugar, we get lazy and we want to sit on the couch and we get kind of like dependent and ungrounded. And we're not connected to like, I need to like make my life happen. It can be very yin. Candida and yeast is the yin to the yang of bacteria and strep, the OCD. perfectionistic energy of strep. And they do, they balance each other out in our body. They're meant to. But with these kids, something often predominates. And so, yeah, once we can kind of heal those pieces, and those pieces, we might work on the strep and then the candida, and then we work on those pieces, we have so much more openness. Like our biome becomes healthier. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit more about miasms. And miasms, I feel like, is really gets to the bottom layer, you know, of our constitution, of our ancestral trauma. It's the cards you're dealt, you know, and then there's all these other layers too. There's acutes, and like we said, the medical traumas, the vaccines and the steroids. There's blocked organ systems. And we have all of these modalities, including homeopathy and more, to work through that. And we want to integrate all of that. Oftentimes, just the biomed that these kids get just touches on just the very top of like nutrition, and which is important. But this is the ground level. The miasm is the ground at which you are operating on. It's your operating.
So if you become conscious about the miasm and work on the miasm, then the other parts also fall in place more or less, right?
I think it's important. Yes. Like you can be circling around, kind of chasing your tail, unless you get to the real deep roots. The miasm really helps you get to the deep roots of healing. And and recognizing that, and actually here, like, what is a miasm for people who don't know what a miasm is? It can be confusing because different homeopaths apply this concept differently. The way that I have learned miasms was from Rajan Sankaran. And it's this idea that the miasm is the way that your family approached stress. And the way that they, the pace and the style of how they dealt with the traumas and the stresses in their life. It can happen in a more destructive way, or it can happen in a healthier way. And so the journey of healing is moving through some of these miasmatic patterns. We get stuck in certain patterns, and we need to kind of break the pattern to move on to the next pattern. And generally, you want a case to move from more destructive to less destructive patterns, right? So you might have a case that's very tubercular or syphilitic, which is maybe more destructive. And you give the remedies to help move through that. And then you become more psychotic and more soric. Right. And so we're moving in a direction, a journey to find a little bit more inner stability. So in a standard case, you might be working with a lot of infections. Say you have Lyme disease, and it's very destructive, and it's very even spiritually dark. And you need to work on that. You need to work on that destructive side of it until you can come to a point of some inner stability. Like a lot of people, even with the tubercular miasm, they're moving. They can't find the place where they want to be in life. They're very unrooted. And then you heal that, and they root down, and they come back to like a soric place. This is me personally. I used to travel nonstop, and now I'm like own property, and I don't want to travel, and I want to garden, and I've become much more soric. So pregnancy is a really wonderful time to understand the miasm and the imprints of our family ancestry and our traumas. The pregnancy is like a mini universe inside the uterus, you know, and it amplifies our energetic state. The vital force is working so strong. And so the experiences show us what the life of the child is going to be, what the miasms of the family are. And it's really important to get details during pregnancy. And sometimes you can ask as a homeopath, how is pregnancy? And the mom said, oh, it's fine and normal. There is always something. There is always a detail. So ask more questions, especially around relationships. What was your relationship with your spouse and your family like? What was your work life like? Oftentimes I've seen moms who are pregnant and they're still working, and then they get all this trauma in their work life because it's resisting the pregnancy, or they get trauma from their in-laws, you know, and it's like the mother-in-law is imprinting all of her stuff onto mm-hmm. the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
So really learning about, you know, the details of pregnancy is really important. And then moms often are holding on to some emotions at that time. They something inside of them wants to cry and they haven't cried about it yet. And so talking about that can be really important. And then you can connect the dots to those stories, to the life of the child. So mm-hmm. if the mom is bullied in pregnancy, the child may be bullied in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And very important detail. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah.
And that's the point of homeopathy, is we're here to connect the dots for people.
Mm.
You know, we're here to help people see the whole picture. Mm-hmm. And pregnancy is 9 months. That is like really like a whole picture of the child. And then also delivery too. You know, what happens at that time.
So it is important to support the mother during pregnancy to clean up her own stuff so that it might not be so much imprinted on the child. And of course, then later you can also work if something has happened during pregnancy so that the child can transform this as well, or later as an adult. Huh?
Yeah, with the caveat that I have also seen children come into this world with such trauma wounds that mm-hmm. it can't be explained by the parenting. Mm-hmm. And it's my feeling that they have a past life trauma.
Yeah.
It's their astrology or something. It's like, wow, mm-hmm. how did this little child get so much right out of, you know, out of the womb? You get, you know, so mm-hmm. much just happens to them. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's, if they were in a past life, it was the energy of that trauma just moving right into the next,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can still work with love and empathy to clear that. You know, maybe it's also some story in our ancestors that we didn't know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And modern science like epigenetics prove that, you know, and
exactly.
So this is so beautiful now when we say things like that. Now we also know about epigenetics so that it's almost proved, you know, that it's
right.
transferred right. from. And also when you do family constellations, you know, they say it's, the imprints are, I think, 7 generations old or something partly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's a beautiful moment to capture so much depth of the trauma and mm-hmm. those imprints and epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shift those epigenetics with the right yeah. remedies during pregnancy, which is so cool.
Yeah,
I can absolutely agree on that because I've got 2 kids and my daughter was born when I was quite old, and I was always so worried that she would have some kind of defect or something, and homeopathy brought me into trusting. And this girl, she was trusting right from when she was born. So I could totally relate to that, absolutely, from my own experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're pregnant and you take the right remedy, the shift can be so drastic that you know that you're just in a powerful, energetic state at that time. It's very cool.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So there are We're going to talk about some of the traditional miasms and some of the newer miasms, and even miasms that haven't fully been talked about, like the COVID miasm, which we are going to have in our culture.
Hi, homies. I'm sorry to stop the episode here, but the good news is that you can still access the massive discount which Matthias has organized for my listeners, that is you. To listen to the rest of the episode, as well as the entire Network to Heal conference package plus bonus content, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German, scroll to the bottom of the page where it says Secure Your Conference Package Now, and enter the discount code Network to Heal 200. Enjoy!